episode 1483, At a Loss for Words.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Kick your shoes off. It is Friday, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Oh boy, I'm at a loss for words. How about you? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, have you ever been in a situation where you just feel like, I got to have the answer? We always think that as parents, we have to have all the answers, right? All the right words to say. But what happens when you're at a loss for words? We even think that we have to have the answers when it comes to being a great friend or an amazing spouse. When you're at a loss for words, what happens with you? Do you sit there and try to stumble and fumble your way through to make something up that sounds good, that feels good, that appears that you have it all under control? Because, you know, we all like control. Come on, let's be honest. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and that means we're real and raw. And you can't not have anything to say, right? I know that was a double negative. Don't call me out on it, English majors. But it's true, right? You can't not have anything to say, meaning we always have to have something to say. We should always have the answers. We should always be the nurturer. We should always be there for anything and everything. Sometimes, though, being at a loss for words opens up a dialogue instead of having a conversation that's a monologue. Ever had one of those? You do all the talking. Maybe your child does all the listening. I remember those conversations, and I try my best now not to have them. Because most of the time, within the 30 seconds to 45 seconds, they're already tuning you out. They're like, oh, here goes mom again. Oh, there goes dad. I really don't want to listen anymore. So they go off into la-la land. And they may hit a few little areas of what you're saying, but you're talking for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Remember those conversations? They're just like, I lost you at 90 seconds in, mom. Didn't get any of it. Now, they're not telling you that. But sometimes having that loss of words opens up a dialogue. That means they get to do some of the talking. And it's not just all about you talking. It gives the other participant in the conversation an opportunity to stand up and to be strong. Sometimes our children need that opportunity to stand up and to be strong. To say, I can do this. I need to acknowledge my feelings. This is what happened. They need to walk through the situation or the circumstances, whatever it is. Sometimes you have a feeling that because somebody has lost someone that's close to them, maybe someone who has had experienced a tragic heartache, that you still have to have all the answers, all the right words to make things better. But sometimes that's just not enough. And we have to be comfortable with having our words not be enough. Our words. It's okay. But we fight that battle. Why? Because we struggle with, I am not enough. And that's just personally we struggle with that. Then we start looking at our words thinking, oh my gosh, I should have all the answers. So I need to be able to give them something of value. So when you're at a loss for words, what can you do? Well, it's all about the pulp of the conversation. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy, the pulp of the conversation. It's the meaty part of the conversation, the meaningful part too, the M&Ms. You got to have meaty and meaty all together. Yummy. And pulp, it's this, the presence to understand and listen to their perspective. P-U-L-P, the presence to understand and listen to their perspective. When I was writing this, I couldn't help but think of a glass of orange juice. You go in to the store now, right? We love the convenience of stores. I can remember when if you wanted really good orange juice, you would squeeze it yourself. And oh, that's so yummy. I still love it when I use my juicer. My children still remember that. They're like, Mom, when are you getting that juicer out again? There's nothing better, right? But why is there nothing better than that? It's because of the pulp. It's the meat. You can go grab the one that doesn't have any pulp in it, but it's not as good. If you look on the label, it's going to be missing stuff. And your body's going to know it. Your mind's going to know it. Same with a conversation. It's the pulp, right? The presence to understand and listen to their perspective. The P is presence. It's to be present. Sometimes you don't have to say anything but to be there. The U is to understand. They just sometimes need you to look at them and nod your head. Mm-hmm. Maybe make a few groans and moans. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how it was. That's all. L for listen. Understand and listen. Are your children being heard? Or in your household, is it a one-way conversation? That same question can go for your business. It can go for your relationship with your spouse. The person on the other end, are they being heard? Listen. And P, perspective. Our words come from what? Our perspective. Their words come from their perspective. The presence to understand and listen to their perspective. Maybe it's a simple touch of the hand, a hug in the middle of the school day, a sweet note left in the lunchbox, or a simple smile. Maybe it's the text with a simple emoji. When you're at a loss for words, maybe there's actually a divine reason, something greater than you having all the answers. Maybe it's simply just to be present, to understand, to listen to the person from their perspective. If we're always doing the talking, feeling that we've got it all under control and having all the right things to say, it stifles our growth personally and their growth too. You want your child to grow personally, right? You want them to grow up to be absolutely an incredible, productive individual in society. You hope to have them be able to make tough decisions, daily decisions, easy decisions, but decisions. You want them to stand up and be strong. But if we're doing all the talking, that's not what happens. We think we have it all, but sometimes we miss the God winks in our life. Those opportunities, the quiet that becomes the balm. Have you ever had those moments where all of a sudden, I mean, it was just like still as anything. You get up in the morning. Have you ever been out either in the forest or the rural areas and there's a pond out there or a lake and you're up really early in the morning, the sun is barely coming up on the horizon and the water is like glass. And if you were to drop one little teensy, teensy, tiny pine needle, it would start a ripple effect. That quiet can become the balm because you begin to hear yourself. And when your child actually can listen to what they're saying, they can begin to formulate all what's happened in their mind and process it. They understand the perspective. Maybe even talking it out loud helps them understand other perspectives. That's a balm. But sometimes that means that our mouth has to have duct tape on it. So we're quiet. Today, I encourage you to pull back the covers for just a moment. Look into your life and see what opportunities lie there for you, with your children, with your husband, with your friends, even with a stranger. It's these opportunities for simple conversations. You can find them, but you have to be looking for them. Maybe you're one who is at a loss for words more than you really want to be. And maybe you're trying to find harmony, as into how much should I talk? I'm in a position where my child needs my influence more. I need to be a leader in their life, but I also know that it's a time of growth for them. How do I find that harmony between the two? Maybe it's a conversation even with your spouse. A lot of what we do here at Create Your Now, a lot of what you learn, what I learn, this isn't just about you, it's even about me. I sit here and I write these out. And I research it and I think back on my experiences, and I've got a lot of experiences to pull from. Crazy ones, good ones, horrible ones, all types of ones, funny ones, silly ones. But I look at this and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is good. Because I know for me, and my children will tell you, I can talk a lot. In fact, if they knew what this title of this episode was, they probably would laugh and say, Mom, you're never at a loss for words. You always have something to say. And that is something that I have realized, is you have to know and learn when to speak and when to listen. That pulp of the conversation. If you're wanting to work on that, there's strategies and tools that you can actually implement. I know it sounds like, really? I can do this? I can make my conversation stronger? Yes. Can it be life-changing? Oh, yes, it can. Because communication, that's what conversations are, right? And a lot of us are not communicating well. So if you're saying, I need help in communication, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I can't wait to hear from you. Let's start that conversation. It's all about the pulp, right? So I encourage you, pull back the covers. Think for just a moment. Be honest and real with yourself. Be raw. If you're not sure, get a piece of paper out and write down things, your thoughts, as you were hearing this particular episode. Write down your thoughts that came to you. And after you press stop, just put the voice recorder on. Or send yourself a text. I do it all the time. So you can go back and read what your thoughts were. Because there's a lot of goodness in that. But we have to stop long enough to see the opportunities God has for us in a simple conversation. If you're at a loss for words, maybe the answer is in the pulp. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Hey, it's Super Bowl weekend. Have an awesome one. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.